This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Christian hymns stimulate worship, praise, and also instruction. In today's passage, Deuteronomy chapters 31 through 34, we find Moses teaching God's people a song and a lesson he didn't want them to forget. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
What is your favorite hymn, and why do you enjoy it? In today's passage, we see that one of the last acts of Moses was to teach the people of song with praise to God and admonition to the people to take heed that they not forsake the Lord. This, of course, is a much-needed admonition for us today as well. Do you know of someone who at one time was following the Lord, walking in His ways, involved in His work, who today is not even going to church? At one time the person was on fire for the Lord, but today his heart has grown cold. I imagine that many of you who hear my voice today are saying to yourselves, yes, we know people like that. This was one of Moses' greatest fears, and so he taught them a song, not primarily a song of praise and thanksgiving, but a song intended to teach them the true and living way. This is a song of instruction. Remember, in our psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, we are not only to give glory to God and praise to His name, but Paul says to teach and admonish one another as well. I suppose one of my favorite hymns is When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. I like it for the words, When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. I'd like to be a person like that. That's a great ideal to shoot for. And these great hymns of the faith remind us that the work that God does, either in us or through us, is perfect. His creation, perfect. All His ways are right. He never leads His people down the wrong path to their destruction and doom, but always leads them on the right path of blessing and peace. God is the God of truth, whose word can be relied upon from generation to generation, for God cannot lie, and He is ever faithful to His promises. He is without iniquity, absolutely just in all of His dealings with His people, and will be a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, faithfully serve Him, or quietly suffer for Him, or who joyfully worship Him, honestly love Him, reverence Him, delight in Him, depend on Him, and devote their lives to Him. So to prepare these people for the day when He will no longer be amongst them, Moses teaches them a song that first and foremost turns their eyes upon the Lord to look full in His wonderful face, knowing that the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, something worth thinking about over and over, every day, every night. Join us on Daily Discipleship.